I'm very, very concerned at this stage. It turns out, following correspondence that I sent to the Permanent Secretary, Peter May, at the start of January, that the further legal challenge that I publicised due to information received privately shows that the legal challenge will now delay this project until next September. That's a major, major delay in a project that was to be started in October, then put back to January, and also a project that has been put on the back burner for a long number of years. I don't underestimate the importance of this project for the department or any road service official, because I've met with them and I know that they're very, very keen to get boots on the ground, shovels into soil, and to ensure that this project begins. But the Alternative A5 Alliance have been confirmed again to be the challengers of this project. And it has become very, very disheartening and frustrating for many people, because they are fighting against the greater will and wants and needs of the people here west of the ban that so badly want the A5 to be delivered. Peter May's correspondence has outlined very, very clearly that the Alternative A5 Alliance are the challengers. And what's more concerning is that the Alternative A5 Alliance has boasted about this publicly, that they would proceed to continue to take legal challenges against the A5 road. This is entirely frustrating and it's unacceptable.
And going forward now, is there any idea of when this will actually go ahead?
September is the deadline. There was four questions that I had asked, and in fairness to the Permanent Secretary, he got back to me very, very swiftly. And I know that Pat Doherty, who is Head of Capital Works for the department, also is very keen to get this project started. It's huge. Hugely unfortunate that this is the scenario that we're in, particularly in the absence of the Assembly, and there is due process to be followed, obviously, within the legal process, but it doesn't make this any less frustrating. And I've asked also what the grounds are for this latest objection, and I'm told that there is a number of grounds that have been put in to challenge this project. Now, if people remember, when this was originally rejected, quite a number of those grounds were threw out by the judge at that time. I have no doubt that that will happen again on this occasion. But in between times, to be prepared and to ensure that the public, in the interest of transparency, knows exactly what's going on in relation to this case, I'm going to write to the Royal Courts of Justice to obtain exactly what the motion of objection is from the Alternative A5 Alliance. But the message from me and from many out there to this lobby against the A5 is that they need to wise up and step aside. This project is in the interest, the greater interest of each and every man, woman and child across the west of Northern Ireland, and indeed for the greater region here as well. And it will also save lives. Many lives have been lost, as many will know. And it will also open up huge opportunities for investment for this place that have been starved for so long due to the great infrastructural deficits we have. It's not good enough. They need to wise up and step aside and allow the greater will of our people here to be seen and this project delivered.